40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Vice President Harris is now in Nashville on a short visit to meet those former Democratic members of the Tennessee State Legislature expelled yesterday by Republicans in the State House for taking part in a noisy gun safety protest on the floor following the mass shootings nearby at a religious school. Tennessee Senate Minority Leader Ramesh Akbari.
This is not our house. This is the people's house. We are elected by the people to do the people's will. And when you stop people who have been elected by the people from doing their will, that is when democracy dies.
Also underway now in Nashville, a support rally at Fisk University.
Monumental occasion that this is to once again ignite justice, democracy.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas responds to an online news report getting a lot of attention about luxury trips and other gifts from a wealthy Republican donor.
ProPublica reported Thomas and his wife Virginia Thomas had been going on trips for more than 20 years, paid for by Dallas businessman Harlan Crow. But in a statement, Thomas said he had been told soon after he was confirmed to the high court that such trips did not need to be disclosed. He said he would abide by recent rules changes that required many such trips to be reported. Democrats have responded angrily to the report, with some demanding that Thomas, the court's senior justice, resign. Many Republicans said Thomas had a right to take trips with friends. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
The economy is still creating jobs, nearly a quarter million of them last month.
The participation rate is starting to drift up. We're at 62.6% of people who either have jobs or are actively looking for jobs. That matches where we were in participation on the eve of the pandemic in March of 2020. In February of 2020, the participation rate was at 63.3%.
CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Well, something that should not have been on social media apparently was.
The Pentagon has launched an investigation to find out who leaked classified documents to social media. The documents showed secret American and NATO plans for building up the Ukrainian military ahead of a planned offensive against Russian forces this spring. The charts showed anticipated weapons deliveries, troop and battalion strengths, and other plans.
CBS's Nicole D'Antonio. Pope Francis decided to skip a traditional Good Friday event at the Colosseum.
The Holy See issued a statement Friday afternoon that the Pope would not participate in the traditional Good Friday event because of the cold temperatures in recent days. Less than a week ago, Pope Francis was released from Rome's Gemelli Hospital, where he was treated for bronchitis.
That's CBS's Sabina Castelfranco, and this is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinere. Here's what you need to know. Both Wisconsin Democrats and Republicans want to change the way income taxes are collected, but that's where the similarity ends. A report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum says Governor Evers' plan would direct nearly all relief to middle and low-income taxpayers. Republican Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu's plan creates a 3.5% flat tax, drastically lowering rates for higher earners, but keeping it the same for lower earners. Beware of scammers claiming to be from the IRS. The Federal Trade Commission says that since 2018, more than 75,000 people have lost almost $30 million to scammers posing as IRS agents by phone, email, and text. The Federal Trade Commission says the first thing you would get is a letter, not a phone call. Only after several letters warning of unpaid taxes would you get a call or a visit. I'm Jane Matinere. This is Civic Media News.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bomblastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bob Blastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Maxinc Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. With special guest Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. And Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Claw. We are the Iron Claw. It's Bomb Blastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Maxinc Radio. We are local music.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
You're listening to independent programming that has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. To learn more and to see our entire broadcast lineup, go to civicmedia.us.
Solidarity Realty Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, outside the Pizza Box. Yeah, man. That means it's 7 p.m. on Friday night, and I am Pizza Box Mike. We've got Evo, my engineer and producer. Couldn't do it without him. And, yeah, you're tuned in to 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, Mad Radio, WMDX. Ah, yeah, and what we saw is what we got too, right? Election time, yay! This week's edition is drag them into the sunlight and watch them burn. Yeah, like vampires, you get it. You know, there's other ones too. There's like a series of those. There's like, they're already dead. They just need to be staked. But in the case of Dan Kelly, we got to start there because it was huge. You know, it's national news leading up into, oh, record spending. Yeah, that's awesome. How many people didn't eat this week? Anyhow, you know, in his case, I'd say that he dragged his own ass into the sunlight and burned completely to the ground. I mean, not only did you get smoked, apparently he didn't know that before the polls were opened and before they closed, that he was out of this race. I mean, it wasn't even close. It's so fun to listen to the Republicans' responses, too, right? It's like, well, you know, it's a really bad strategy. And, it is really a bad strategy to be a fascist running for office. Apparently, you know, maybe even in the Supreme Court and people are starting to catch on or something. I mean, you know, it's happening all over the country. What? What do you mean they got a progressive mayor, former teacher in Chicago? Whoo! Gotta love it, right? I mean, so all of a sudden, here I was, had no hope in man at all. And then Dan Kelly comes along. Damn you, dude. You made me... I thought he was going to cry. Now, it was the most disgraceful, concession speech. No, it wasn't even... it was a loser speech, because that's what losers do, is they whine and they... you know, victimize themselves, right? Oh, I'm the victim here. From what? Man, I heard your ads too. I told you those ads were nasty. Got to get a kick out of Morning Joe, right? Because he's like, wow, finally the Democrats learned how to, you know, take on these guys, right? You got something?
As I look forward, I hope it does end well. This has been a beautiful, beautiful life here in Wisconsin with all of you.
It's kind of quiet.
And I wish Wisconsin the best of luck. I think it's going to need it.
You're going to need it.
Is that not creepy?
Well, like, we needed it ever since Scott Walker took office. And I'd just like to say that, yes, Scott Walker's Supreme Court is now dead and buried. Oh, that doesn't matter. There's still members on there. We'll get them too, right? But, you know, the guy can't even... Wow, I mean, everything he said in his speech was, again, a massive projection away from himself. Everything about him is disgusting. He demeaned the courts. He demeaned the public. He lied. He spewed. I don't feel bad for you. I think there's a stool next to Tim Michael somewhere that you might want to sit down and drink with that clown. At least he had enough sense to go, well, you know, I tried, and he get the hell out of here. Because I got to tell you, I went down to Cassville this week, and that power line that's running all the way south on 151, it hooks up right there and at Tim Michael's power plant there. Tim Michael's Power Incorporated says, man, it must have built it specifically for that. See, well, he doesn't care if he's governor or not. You know, I don't even know why the guy did it. I mean, you got beat, dude. And we live in a state where, you know, the Republicans run the best propaganda that money can buy. And then the Democrats don't know how to fight back. But Morning Joe isn't the guy to be giving advice saying, oh, yeah, these guys, you know, they know how to do these attack ads now, which to me is just moving further to the right. And I think we just saw in this election with Dan Kelly that, yes, you can go too far right. Now, I don't want to hear anybody tell me you can go too far left. We never tried it. Okay. Now, in fact, we probably started there. Right? When we had clean water and clean air and I don't know. I believe that there was it was more humane probably back then than it is now on a massive scale. But, you know, it's kind of funny. We had, 2 weeks ago, we had a foot of snow coming on Friday night into Saturday. And then last Friday, oh, my God, we got tornado warnings everywhere and winds just blowing all over the place. And then this Friday, they murdered Jesus again. Good Friday. I got to tell you. And they murdered him for all the things that we talk about, you know, and healing the sick and expanding the Medicare to make it happen. And, you know, because Jesus isn't here to just, like, snap the finger and do it, right? You're like when he ended the potato famine in Ireland by changing rocks into potatoes. And I told you that earlier. Okay, you don't think that's funny? Well, I'm Irish, so I don't really care. You know, he could have turned potatoes into hams and whatever else. But I found out that a lot of the Irish tradition over here in America was has nothing to do with Ireland. They, corned beef and cabbage, what the hell's that? Okay, they might know now. But I don't think it originated there. I don't think that was like something they, you know, they didn't have much food. At least that's what my family came from. So maybe that's why I've always liked the Jesus story, right? Where you're, you know, you're just going around feeding people and stuff. Instead, and this is disappointing. Okay. By the way, it's 844-967-2789. If you didn't understand those referendum questions, the ones that just changed the Constitution for regarding bail and jail, and one that we already have implemented by the Republicans where you got to work for food kind of thing, but they reaffirmed that by getting all 80% of the people to say, yeah, hungry people need to work because I got to work and I'm not getting anything. And that's exactly what the Republicans intended when they put those questions out there to confuse you and make you fear and make you think that those people are the problem, right? And when we start talking about those people, then we get even more marginalized and we start talking about people of color and, you know, people of different cultures and religions. And oh my goodness, do Do you see where we are, folks? You know, Republicans talking about, oh, this is indoctrinating our children. I'm going to tell you right now, folks, if you are voting Republican, you have been indoctrinated into fascism and racism and sexism and just all the phobias in the world, right? Because you talk about freedom and then you let Republicans take them away from people that are different than you. You talk about God and then you believe in this angry God that also smites down people that are different than you. And you miss the whole thing. And you don't understand that diversity is where it's at. Now, I don't have the phone thing up over here, Evan, so if you...
Yeah, we got Mark from the hospital.
Oh, hey, you know, I hope I don't join you there anytime soon. Mark, welcome, and I'm glad that you're recovering.
Yeah, thank you. I ended up having an infection that I thought was something else, and a couple of nasty cysts they have to go after, but Monday I'm going to a rehab facility, and it's a good one. It treated me great there the last time, so hopefully I'll be there for, you know, till they get me done with my IV and get my hoses out, and then I'll be going home.
Well, I hope you do, because we're going to need to get our hoses out and probably go to the Capitol again, because already we saw in this election that they're already wanting to use their power to impeach people that haven't committed any offenses, but it's because we can do, and we hate it when people politicize things, right?
Yeah, well, my opinion there is that Josh Call needs to just start indicting people. Indicting all the insurrectionists, indicting all the fake electors, and just if they're going to pull this crap, make this kind of noise, it's time to use his authority and actually, you know, charge them with the crimes they've committed, because it's some of it, you know, have admitted their crimes. I mean, they've confessed. I mean, that, and the oath of the Constitution should mean something.
Well, yeah, and most of them don't know what's in the Constitution, and I'm going to totally assume, Mark, that you obviously know more about the Constitution than I do, because I'm one of these ADHD, don't want to read too much into it, but we pretty much know and understand and agree on things just by, you know, rational thinking.
Just read the 14th Amendment, Section 3, and I'll tell you all you need about the crimes they've committed and why they should be going to jail.
Well, at first, yeah. Anything else, Mark, as you're sitting there thinking about, God,
no,
I can't wait to get out of here. Yeah, man, I wish you well. And yeah, hope you get out soon. That's what I mean. We're almost time to the first break, but I've got to get myself ready. The Capitol, man, in May, they got like a heavy schedule. And I think we need to have a heavy presence there. Because they're going to start trying to do these impeachments and stuff. And just the fact that they're talking about it, we should probably go up and whisper some things that might sound familiar to them if they've been around long enough, which is, recall, recall. And it's nice weather, and people are fired up because they're not getting what they want. And they know that they can't just vote their way out of this, right? Because they listen to this show, and they understand that it's also going to take some walking. And we can't just let people do all the talking. We'll be back in a little bit.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
It's Girl Scout cookie time. In the Holmes household, what do you end up stocking up on?
The chocolate stripes.
the Samoas or the Caramel Delights?
You know, once you start, you go through an entire roll right away.
What new flavors would you create? Maybe one that tastes like Guinness beer. I don't know. Do not suggest a bratwurst flavored cookie. I'm not down with that.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast.
Lows around 32 tonight under partly cloudy skies.
Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour.
High temperatures reach up to 61. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows around 36. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Sunday, decreasing clouds by Monday. Mid-60s, Sunday, upper 60s by Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 48 degrees.
Broadcasting to Madison from State Street. Broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Dan Kelly's political career is dead, man. Nice death letter, huh? Need to pass a few more of those out here. Because right away, and this is before he was elected into a special election. That was former assembly. Is it Dan Canono? Yeah, Dan, right, yeah. I think it is. He was in the assembly, and he ran for Alberta Darling's open seat, and because the last cycle, the Republicans won a seat that was formerly a Democratic seat, right? You notice I didn't say they stole it. I mean, quite honestly, they may have cheated, but you know, their propaganda works, so they don't need to cheat, right? We got enough sheep. And next week's album will be featuring Pink Floyd's Animals. Because, really. You know, and a lot of people bit on those. They certainly did bite on those referendum questions, because that's what Republicans do. And Glenn Grothman says this proves that the people are with the Republicans, except they weren't on the same night, dude. And barely did you say Canoodle, I say Canoodle, win that Senate seat. But he ran on the fact that, hey, if I win this, he had 2/3 majority, man. We could start impeaching people, man, like judges and stuff. You see that, people? Because it's like a football game, right? Or it's more like a board game. It's like the game of Trump, you know, where you're just stealing properties and hiding cash inside the properties so people can't. You got to try and keep track of how much is in there. It's kind of like what Trump's going through right now. Seriously. But if you know, Mark brought up a good point. This is the test of the we're not above the law moment in America, because quite honestly, I've known for, and most of us know, that's ridiculous, right? That's a bunch of BS. Yeah, of course, we know that people are above the law. Cops have been murdering black people for since we were founded into a nation, basically. First it was Native Americans, and then, I'm really upset because when I saw Israel, this stuff is all over the world, but when I saw, you know, Israel make the attack on a holy site, you know, in the mosque, that's when I started going, oh, I think we're getting close. And speaking of close, let's talk to Betsy.
Hey, Pizza Box.
That's me. You and that is you, isn't it? That's Betsy. I know.
It is me. Yeah. Me. I love listening to you. I think you have a great show. You cheer me up on my Friday nights. I have laughed so much. Just your Irish jokes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you just have a way of making, you know, sadness funny. And it's not funny.
Well, yeah, that's what comedians do. And quite honestly, I missed my opportunity years ago. I could have brushed up on it. I could have wrote down some of my funniest stuff. But that's all. You never remember it after you do it once.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, it's never too late. I guess. You're doing it now. You're doing it now, man. Anyway, I just want to tell you, I love your show, and I look forward to it every Friday night. So, and I'm praying for you, too, Mark, from the SAC. I didn't know you were in the hospital, and I hope you'll recover well. We need you. He is so knowledgeable.
Right.
I got it. Right? So, all right. Well, I hope you have a happy Easter, Passover, Ramadan, whatever you celebrate. Happy spring, all right? And thanks again for making me giggle tonight. I just love your show. I wish they'd give you more time. But anyway, man, thank you.
Oh, we'll work on that. Bye. Yes, thanks, Betsy. And, you know, I believe in Easter and a happy Easter, too. So I hope the casino's open because I'm not doing anything on Easter. I'm going through those first... You know, first St. Paddy's Day and first Easter, and then it'll be my birthday. By the way, my birthday this year falls on the day that I was actually born, 62 years ago to the day, the day before Mother's Day. And that's why I'm so special, right? But, yeah, and I got to go through all these days without, but, I'm already at that point where, no, she's not really gone. I know because I'm talking to her every day, so... And now she sees everything I do, and I should really be a little more cautious. But no, I won't do that. Some good things happened in the elections, right? You know, we got a really good school board member, right? I talked about it last week. And that's congratulations to the newest member, Blair Mosner-Feldham. Because that's important, man. Yes, education's important. Otherwise... You're going to be part of the unwoke. They aren't going to know anything. See, that's how you control. It's like really watching the sci-fi just get more and more close to reality. Artificial intelligence. Yeah, it's probably not going to solve the problems we have today. It's probably not going to help about climate change. Unless this is all just about, you know, billionaires in space. Space billionaires in the sky. Which is basically why they're doing all this stuff, you guys. They know that time here on Earth could be short. And they're going to be ready to, you know, they want to be in the movie, man. It is kind of like a movie. It's kind of cool. But they don't understand that people like me are actually not part of the machine. Huh? No. Can't control us. Wait till May. Hey, Knoodle, I got your sign again. You say Knoodle, or Knoodle, I say Knoodle. And I think it's time for us to approach them and let them know that the recall is something that, oh man, I don't need permission to launch that. We'll be back. Heartbreak.
The SHA 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Special Report. U.S. District Judge Matthew Kaczmarek is ordering FDA regulators to temporarily halt their approval of mifepristone for abortion. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
He said that he thought the FDA approval 23 years ago of mifepristone, one of the two abortion pills that is used in more than half of abortions in this country, was not legal, that it violated federal law. But he's giving the Biden administration seven days to appeal that ruling to the Fifth Circuit.
It's not clear how soon this could affect anything at the pharmacy. Levinson says this is not the only recent ruling on the abortion drug.
There's now a federal judge in Washington who said the opposite, who said we cannot take mifepristone off of pharmacy shelves. And so now there are dueling injunctions.
The Food and Drug Administration is expected to swiftly appeal the ruling out of Texas. CBS News Special Report, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A Madison law firm is planning to challenge the state's legislative maps. The Cap Times reports it will happen sometime after Janet Protasiewicz is sworn in as Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice in August. Law Forward says the current maps are gerrymandered and that state government is not accountable to voters. Milwaukee County's population fell by more than 20,000 people since the start of the pandemic. In the meantime, the Census Bureau says surrounding counties grew. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley tells the Journal Sentinel it's proof the region needs more resources in order to grow. In sports, the Brewers are winners of five of their first six games. They host St. Louis tonight. The Bucks welcome Memphis. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
Milwaukee. You had to check out Mob Craft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mob Craft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mob Craft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee. For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues. From the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Dead man from a white oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night, it's a dark night. Dark night.
That's exactly why it's a dark we need to drag them into the sunlight. Right? Vampire music.
Yes!
From Dawn of the From Dusk Till Dawn. We need to have like a rally at the Capitol where we all go in there like we're, you know, the undead, all carrying pizza boxes.
Send more pizza boxes. Send more Sharpies too.
Oh yeah, we can scare these guys, man. I'm telling you, that kind of stuff works on these people. Could you see MTG if we all start? She'd believe it, man. Fire! Better be careful, folks. You never know what these people can do or what they're capable of doing or believing. 844-967-8255. 2789. And without any more, we'll go to Rico in Rock County. You survived the tornado weather, man. You didn't get one, did you?
No, I was okay. I was okay, man. Hey, you know, I was, you know, these guys, they just love to cloak themselves in this coat of holier than thou, you know.
White cloaks, by the way. White holier than thou cloaks, right?
Yeah, in the righteous than thou type clothing, you know. And I was thinking to myself, I heard earlier, it's like, oh, we would love to post the Ten Commandments in every school.
Yeah, Texas. Yeehaw!
Yeah. You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking now these guys are really showing your regressive tendencies. It's like, you guys want to go back to the Old Testament. Did you hear about the new one? There is a new one. It's been around for a little while now. And it's like,
you know what I hear, Rico?
Hey, you know what?
Yeah, go ahead.
What?
Finish.
You know what, Mike?
What?
Okay, let me tell you, Mike. Let me tell you this. They have figured this out. They need 6 inches by 20 inches to print this out and put it in the schoolrooms. And I'm thinking, well, that goes against your conservative values, don't it? Because you could put it on a 2-inch by 6-inch piece of paper right there by the door going out. And it says, love each other as I have loved you. Are you going to steal from somebody you love? Are you going to murder somebody you love? Are you going to screw somebody's wife that you love? It covers it all. There's true conservatism in that. Now go ahead, Mike.
Well, I was just going to say that, you know, people look at me and they go, Jesus Christ, you have long hair and wear rags. And then I look at them and go, yeah, but I'm not Jesus Christ.
No.
You missed it. I have long hair and rags. Okay. And, but that doesn't mean I'm Jesus Christ. But thank you, folks, for thinking that, you know, that. But that's what he wore. I mean, come on, yeah. People.
And do they honestly think they're going to hide behind that cloak of Christianity and tell me that you have actually read the book and you're going to hide behind that cloak of self-righteousness and then tell me you can't even love your fellow man? I mean, it's a joke. It's a literal joke. These guys are just, I don't think they read the book, Mike. I really don't think they've read the book.
Well, I don't think anything else, man. I appreciate it. I don't think they read the book. Okay. And I don't think it's about reading the book because, you know, it's kind of hard to understand it unless you like know Greek and Hebrew and stuff like that. Right. But I know there's one thing we can agree on. It sure as hell feels good helping other people, okay? Not stealing, not harming people. I've made so many mistakes in my life, but I'm going to tell you right now that the time lost has far less value than the time that we have left, right? And when I say we, I mean all of us, man. Because I'm just not into, you know, organized religion per se. I don't have issues with people that do that, you know, when they're using it for good. My mom did that. I mean, I think that's part of the reason why she didn't suffer before she died, you know, because if anybody deserved not to, it was her. So I look at it that way. But I got to tell you, you should have an innate sense for nature and being a good human being, right? So, I don't know what else to tell people, man. It's like, you know, the less I want, the better I feel about where I'm at, right? Because it's like, I'm not trying to acquire anything. I am just trying to acquire wisdom and try to make that, you know, to think that in 2023, I can go back to the 1960s, which is, man, you know, outside of, you know, the Vietnam War and murdering political leaders that were progressive and you know, beating black people to death in the streets and burning, you know, their businesses and everything else that I witnessed as a child, right? Outside all that, it was a pretty good, it was a different place, okay? And that was a time of change as well. Unfortunately, when you get close to getting the change that you're looking for, there's going to be evil to confront you and kill you if they have to. That's just, that's what they did to Jesus, okay? And if he was here now, they'd do it again and again and again. And that's why anybody that's carried that same kind of love and warmth that people could absorb while they're talking, while they're just sitting there talking, because you know they're not doing, you know, they're not doing this to try and elevate themselves. In fact, you know, Martin Luther King giving the speech the way he did the night before he was murdered, he knew people, okay? He knew. He didn't run. He didn't hide. It wasn't like he, you know, wanted to be assassinated. But he knew. Malcolm X knew. He knew that he wouldn't finish his book before somebody would murder him. So this is nothing new. It's repeating history. At least the part that I've lived through. And I guess if you know anything about the real history of America, you can see that it's never been a great America, except for when you go down to Illinois and get on the roller coasters. Even now, you're going to catch me getting on one of those things. So, I don't know who this says on the line, but I'm going to guess. I'm going to say, is this Joanne?
Hey!
Bingo! Yeah.
A couple of quick notes. Yeah. We're supposed to love our enemies, and so I have a potential job for Dan Kelly. You know, he's so upset and all that. He could be a new mascot. You know, they're looking for mascots for some of these teams, and, you know, that face, like it's a bulldog face. He
good one. Yeah, you know,
man.
he is kind of ugly, I will say that. And he and Michaels, they both had, like, blockheads. Maybe that's why they aren't that smart.
Well, I can't go that far, but
I can.
Another point. Thanks. That's why we love you. That's why I turn on every.
Well, you know, white guys picking on white guys, it's kind of appropriate.
There we go. Let's buy inhibitions inhibitions out. But I've got a note about France. You know, the little changes that they're considering in French retirement ages. You know, just a couple years have triggered huge. Rebellions, you know, millions of people in the street, all sorts of you know, again, riots and stuff like that, but very French, done in a very French manner and all of that. We have to take lessons because people are, you know, we need a government that's afraid of us.
Well, hey, Joanne, their last rally was a small one. It was only like 561,000. On a bad day. And our biggest day we had in Madison was, you know, 125, 150, whatever, you know. But, yeah, I mean, that's why I keep saying, you know, really, you guys, we could probably stop this easier than you think. But it's not easy because you have to drop all that stuff that you want to do right now and think about your children and grandchildren and think about the planet and think about the marginalized and the people that are poor and hungry. And if you're not willing to do that, you get what you deserve, man.
Right. I'm afraid that the newspapers and the TV is keeping the news about France off the airwaves. It's hard to find it because, you know, once we learn how easy it is and how fun it is to do that type of thing, especially when the weather gets around 75 degrees, you know, getting out. And
like next week, man.
All right. So I'll see you out there. I hope to shake your hand.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I appreciate it.
But you got to give us a little warning. You got to give you have to have some alert system so that we know where to go, because sometimes there are these great rallies and I don't find out about them until way later.
Well, I'm on Facebook. Hook up with me under it's Michael Dickman, and I do have a couple other ones for when I got kicked off, but then when they figured out that I was using another one that was from the same device, you know, so I haven't used the Pizza Box Mike one. I haven't used Mike Dickman, and I haven't used Mike Dropping in quite a while.
I'll see you on Facebook, buddy.
All right, sounds good.
Keep it lit.
Yeah, friend me. Friend me.
All right.
All right, thanks. So I am looking forward to this because I've been waiting and waiting, And sometimes you just, you know, I just felt something swelling up in me again. I'm like, you know, this last couple of weeks, you know, hey, something happens here. We could actually start making some things happen. Now, you have to understand that the evil, the Republican Party, which rotten head to toe, I mean, all throughout the country, they're insane. Was the Idaho governor said, oh, yeah, we're going to take away the right of any adults taking minors or, you know, across state lines for abortion rights. Because that's what it is, right? It's women's rights to choose. Nothing else, right? It's pretty sad because it's always these men that are doing it. And then when you see a traitor from the Democratic Party, whatever her name was, again, because these people, I don't, you know, they're unimportant. But what they're doing is important. You know, selling out their party to join Republicans and having everybody running around going, yes, yes, more real Democrats need to do the same. Yeah, real Democrats join the Republican Party, right? Not even the fake Democrat Joe Manchin will do that. Am I right? You know, so you got to tell me that if Joe Manchin can win there consistently as a Democrat, then there's somebody in that state that can take that bastard down that's progressive. Because choking on coal is not the answer. All right? This guy stopped what I believe Joe Biden knew was never going to happen anyway, which was, you know, Build Back, you know, better. Betty bought her bum butter and couldn't make her bread because it was, yeah. You know, these clowns come up with all these. I mean, my pizza box sides are better than what you guys put out there, right? Oh, that's mean. Well, it's also true, you know, Robin Voss looks like a woodpecker and absolutely acts like a pecker would because he's Klan, man. Which leads me to the state of Klanasee, which is what I now call the state of Tennessee because, let's face it, the Klan was born there, so it's always been there. They got they're the gun state. I mean, these guys are like more gun and Klan than any other state in the entire union. Bigger than Texas when it comes to racism. you're lying through your tooth. It's not funny. All right? It's dangerous. Yeah, hate speech is dangerous, man. Hate the hate. So I attack hate speech and the people that bring it. And if you think that makes me a hater, whoo. Just the opposite, man. I'm a lover, not a fighter. No, I'll fight too, man. And we're down to what? Last segment of the fastest hour in radio. 844-967-2789. The lines are open, man, because everybody's Friday night. Just got paid. I don't want to listen to this clown tonight. Oh, maybe not. We'll see you in a bit.
Does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
10 years ago, we opened with a single location. We had one glass blower, that's me, and a full display of artistically created glass pipes and products. Today, you've helped us grow to 3 successful locations. Ignite Glass and Gifts thanks you for your continued support. We'll be here as long as you need us. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. One solid decade. Man, does that feel good.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. Lows level off around 32 tonight under partly cloudy skies, southeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, highs around 61. Mainly clear tomorrow night, 36. Mainly cloudy skies Sunday, decreasing clouds by Monday. Mid-60s Sunday, upper 60s by Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 48 degrees.
You can handle the truth.
Do we swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yep.
Okay, then.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
At least for the next 8 or 9 minutes. That's who I am. Yeah, Tennessee. Yep. Yep. So you had, you know, tens of thousands of people protesting, coming to the Capitol, demanding change about gun laws. And so three Democratic legislators, two young black men and a white woman, decided that they were going to interrupt the floor because they weren't listening. It's kind of like watching Wisconsin, right? Same thing. But these guys took it a step further, didn't they? Yeah, we're not just going to admonish you or anything. We're going to expel you. We're going to vote to expel you, boys, for coming down here in the well and talking the way you do to white people like that. That's how I looked at it. I mean, it looked exactly like 1960s kind of stuff, right? Who are you to do this and disrupt our business? First of all, people said that about us at the Capitol in Wisconsin, and you can thank us for disrupting the polluting of your water and the selling out of your state and the corruption of judges and everything else for as long as that we could. Because we tried our best, and you know what? It didn't quite happen. It didn't quite happen. Right? But for these guys to start making threats and stuff, we the people have more power than anything. I'm going to go to the phone because it's my good friend Judy. How are you tonight?
Hi.
Hey, you were the white woman that didn't get kicked out of the assembly, but the two black guys got kicked out.
Oh, gee, thanks. You're just so sweet.
Well, that's what I mean. It would have been like, you know, you were at the Capitol. I mean, you saw the brothers get tackled by the cops and stuff. They didn't tackle you or I, right?
Well, the thing I'm calling about is that I talked to Mike just a couple hours ago on the air, and he didn't let me finish my, you know, what I was wanting to really talk about. And I just wanted to say that the founder of Tennessee and Nashville is my fifth grand removed.
Right? Hey, I got some pretty interesting ones, too, like Jimi Hendrix and Cassius Clay and some other people.
His name is James Robertson.
Ah.
And he has a statue down there in some park. And he was, they called it an Indian agent, but really, you know, for the natives. So he was probably all Confederate, but he at least was good with the natives.
Well, you know, I mean, we all share the same planet, right?
I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody who became a progressive way up in Wisconsin is related to the founder of Nashville and Tennessee.
And my dad's family came here and had slaves in Virginia. But Fortunately, yeah, I came from the branch that moved away to Missouri because, you know, they fought against it and didn't agree with it because they were human, Judy, just like you and I.
Yeah, and the thing is, my grandma, their family from down in Athens, Georgia, they had a cotton plantation, and they owned slaves, too. So,
cool. But yeah, see how far we've come? Anything else, my friend?
And if you want me to just go back to, this is on my mom's side. It's her mom. And way back in the Crusades or just before the Crusades, like 1088 or whatever, my relative was one of the members that founded the Knights Templar.
Oh, no, I got to let you go now because of that, Judy. No, thanks a lot. I'm going to move along just because, you know, we should bring up Clarence Thomas. But first, you know what? I'm going to give CJ a chance to talk. I mean, you guys are losing your grip, don't you think, CJ?
Well, actually, I'm calling you to wish you happy Easter.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Same to you.
Sorry to hear about your mom.
Well, you know, as I was sorry, you remember when I reached out to you when your dad died, and you know, that's the thing, CJ. You and I were friends because it was a different climate back then. We showed respect for each other, and we didn't attack each other. If, you know, sometimes we had different interests, sometimes those interests crossed, but we understood that. And see, you know, that's what I'm trying to get back to, because you should know by now. I want you to understand that being a loyalist to any party is death to democracy, okay? Because they don't have your interest at heart, and they don't have my interest at heart. And until we get those people in there, you know, I'm going to answer the phone and let you go ahead and ramble on about stuff that, whatever. So it's your turn.
Well, again, I my sympathies to you and your siblings.
They don't like me anyway. The hell with them, right?
Well, like me?
I said they don't give a damn about me anyway, so that's okay. But yeah, no, I'm sure they appreciate it. And it's, listen, everybody loses their mom and dad at some point if they're fortunate to live that long. And that's what hurt my mom, was watching two of her sons die and seeing another one, escaping it for the time being, you know. And so, you know, right. And I appreciate it, CJ. I got one more caller, so I don't have time, but yeah, we'll do it again, and maybe I'll even be a little more patient, and we can battle it out a little bit. But yeah, I appreciate your kind words, and I think you're going to be the last caller tonight, Mary in Wauwatosa.
Hi, Pizza Box. Hey, regarding sentiments about your mother, you know, you can be sure that your mom is present spiritually. I just finished a series of classes by Elizabeth Kubler-Ross Foundation, and the things I heard from those working in hospice were mind-blowing, to say the least. If I had any question about ongoing life, this removed all doubt. And so now it's your role to continue with the good values that she stood for, and you have too, and you do this with your strong advocacy. One idea about there, about what life is like after transitioning, it sounds like it's pretty good for everyone. But as doctors who have been involved in the NDEs and near-death experiencers and such, when they're asked if everyone gets the good life, you know, the word is that everyone is accountable for the life that they've lived. And if a person has been living for money and power, well, good luck to them.
No, that's not how you get there, is it? We know that. I have a camel through the eye of the needle, and that's it for Outside the Pizza Box. Right here at Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, broadcast out of Solidarity Realty Studios. See you next week!
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mob Craft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mob Craft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mob Craft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee. For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.